Gas prices change. Christmas tree collection in towns. A new director for the Children's Museum. And Mark Auerbach on the Arts Beat. We are back. It's January 4, 2022.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Most of the holiday celebrations have run their course. The champagne has flowed, and we've dragged our Christmas trees down the street and tossed them in a pile to be picked up. The Grim Reaper busied himself during the last year. In American politics, we lost Harry Reid, Bob Dole, Colin Powell, Walter Mondale, Donald Rumsfeld. In sports, Hank Aaron and Bobby Unser. And in show business, so many. Cicely Tyson, Ed Asner, Cloris Leachman, Christopher Plummer, Olympia Dukakis, Ned Beatty, Jane Powell, Stephen Sondheim. And in the last few hours of the year, just 2 weeks and change before her 100th birthday, at 99, Betty White. Here's your forecast for today. The weather is mostly sunny, but it won't fool you because it's cold. The highs will be between 32 and 36. Tonight, increasing clouds, the lows between 18 and 24 degrees. As a result of the prevalence of COVID-19 within our local communities, Trinity Health of New England will implement updated visitation guidelines at each of its member hospitals. The updated visitor policy will be in place for the protection of patients and others. The updated visitor policy took effect on Monday and will remain in effect until further notice. One fully vaccinated adult visitor per patient per day on inpatient units. Compassionate care exceptions may be granted. For minors and neonates, two fully vaccinated parents can visit per patient. One fully vaccinated adult visitor for patients in the emergency department. Visitors in the waiting room may be limited further or not allowed during times of high capacity. One fully vaccinated adult visitor for patients undergoing surgical procedures. Visitors are allowed during registration, intake, and discharge pickup only. No visitors are allowed for patients testing positive for COVID-19 or persons under investigation. Patients except as outlined in compassionate care circumstances. Do not visit if you have any symptoms of a cold, the flu, or COVID. And all visitors will need to show proof of their vaccination status upon entry. Proof of vaccination should be a paper or digital record issued by any official source and should include the visitor's name and date of birth, as well as the vaccine product and dates of administration for all doses received. On the loss of restaurateur Rudy Scherf of the Fort and the Student Prince, the mayor of Springfield offered the following thoughts. First of all, my sympathy, thoughts, prayers, and encouragement go out to Rudy's family, friends, and patrons of the historic and legendary Student Prince Fort Restaurant. Rudy was one of a kind, hardworking, eclectic, and that dry sense of humor. He was so dedicated to the fort and his dad's legacy, and with help keeping the fort a fixture in our city of Springfield's lore. So now he's not suffering anymore, and he's up in heaven with his dad and Andy Yee toasting with a stein of beer. May God rest his soul. Those are the words of Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno. Masks are back in Springfield as of yesterday, January 3rd. The city of Springfield will reinstate a mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. It's underway now. The mask mandate will remain in place for 60 days to be reassessed on March 1st, 2022. And after the 60-day period, the Department of Health and Human Services and the Board of Health will review the situation and make the recommendation on lifting or keeping the mask mandate based on the COVID-19 trends over that time period. If prior to the 60-day time frame COVID-19 cases decrease substantially, a review and decision to lift the mask mandate could happen. City of Springfield will continue to monitor the COVID-19 coronavirus situation and is committed to keeping the residents and business community informed about the latest developments. If you'd like more information and to stay updated, visit the City of Springfield's website at springfield-ma.gov. The Children's Museum at Holyoke appoints new executive director, Jenny Powers. Powers' background includes work in public school and museums, as well as a long history of volunteering with the Girl Scouts in Holyoke and homeschooling her own child. Directing the Children's Museum is a dream come true for me, says Powers. I spent so many happy hours here playing with my son. We visited at least once a week for many years. This museum is a gift to the families of Holyoke and throughout the region. Powers succeeded Susan Kelly, who retired earlier this year. Gas prices in Western Mass have gone down. According to Gas Buddy, the cheapest price for a gallon of gas in Springfield, $3.09 per gallon. Most expensive, $3.69 per gallon, averaging to $3.29 per gallon. Compared to nearby areas, Worcester is currently $3.37 a gallon, Connecticut $3.47 a gallon, and Hartford $3.42 a gallon. Governor Baker stopped off at the Salt and Stall School in Salem, Mass. To offer some thoughts on a return to in-person learning underway as of yesterday.
The vast majority of the school districts and schools in Massachusetts are opening today, which I think is incredibly important and a terrifically positive sign about the hard work that so many people around the Commonwealth are doing every single day to make sure kids get the education that they're entitled to and that they deserve, and that they and their families have the predictability that comes with knowing that their schools are going to be open and available to serve their kids. The Commonwealth has partnered quite aggressively over the course of the year with our schools in Massachusetts. I think roughly 2,200 schools participate one way or another in many of our testing programs. Salem's taken full advantage of all of them. That weekly testing program we've been running since the start of the year gives schools, families, and parents, and students and teachers a pretty good understanding about what the positive test rate is like in their particular facility. In many cases, that number's really never gotten much above a point. In addition to that, we've managed to save roughly 450,000 school days this year with our test and stay program. And some of the parents that we spoke with out in the courtyard on their way in with their kids this morning said that that test and stay program had been invaluable to them, both in terms of their ability to understand what was going on with their kids and their kids' friends and with teachers and staff here in this school, but also gave them comfort that people were, in fact, in a safe environment.
Governor Baker in Salem on Monday. And the first Arts Beat report for the new year. Now with Arts Beat reporter Mark Auerbach. Happy New Year, Mark.
Happy New Year, Brad. The Arts Hub virtual summit called How to Recover and Thrive provides support to artists and businesses in Western Massachusetts' creative economy. It's held January 10th through 14th. The summit welcomes emerging and established artists, performers, arts managers, and those in the creative fields to join in a week-long series of virtual interactive workshops, trainings, and networking opportunities. The Arts Hub Virtual Summit, designed to provide tools to help those working in creative fields recover from the disruption created by the pandemic, as well as how to position their businesses to thrive as the economy recovers, will have daily sessions with guest speakers 10 a.m., 12 noon, and 6 p.m. next week, January 10th through 14th. For a schedule of programs, umass.edu/AES/ArtsHub. Angry, raucous, and shamelessly gorgeous, Pearl Collegiate's portrait of four African-American women in their 20s, 40s, and 60s with their unique perspectives on feminism, art, and activism is set for a run at Hartford Stage January 13th through February 6th. Susan V. Booth directs. The cast includes Cynthia Barker, Terry Burrell from Broadway's Dream Girls, Shakira DeMessier, and Marva Hicks, known for the song Never Been in Love Before. Pearl Cleage was born in Springfield, Massachusetts, the daughter of Reverend Albert Cleage, founder of the Pan-African Orthodox Christian Church and the Shrine of the Black Madonna. She began her writing career as a press secretary and speechwriter for Atlanta's Mayor Maynard Jackson. Among her prolific writings for page and stage include the play Blues for an Alabama Sky, which starred Felicia Rashad in a Hartford stage production in 1996, staged by Kenny Leon. For details, hartfordstage.org. Little Girl Blue, the exuberant musical biography of Nina Simone, won rave reviews at Goodspeed Musicals last summer and glowing notices for its writer and star, the Springfield native Leona Michelle. Little Girl Blue moves off-Broadway with performances beginning February 19th at New World Stages. De Fledermaus, Connecticut Lyric Opera's production of the Strauss Operetta, was postponed at the Bushnell due to illness within the company. The new production dates are February 20th. If you held tickets for this event, contact the Bushnell box office for your options at bushnell.org. Mozart and Figaro in Vienna. Hershey Felder's new musical film has its world premiere January 9th, streamed courtesy of Berkshire Theatre Group. The world's first heard and saw The Marriage of Figaro in Vienna in 1786. The opera is considered by many the first and perhaps only perfect opera home of a staggering collaboration between Mozart and Lorenzo de Ponte, who was a Jew, a priest, and a brothel owner all rolled into one. De Ponte had been banished from Venice due to his low-rent behavior, and he ended up in Vienna, where he was introduced to Mozart by Mozart's landlord, a mutual acquaintance of both. Finding each other full of jokes and hijinks with Mozart at the helm, the two of them decide to take a banned play by the French writer Beaumarchais and turn it into the greatest and most beloved opera ever composed. For details on the opera, HersheyFelder.net. For tickets to stream it, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Time to dump the tree. State fire marshals are warning anyone with a real Christmas tree in their home to get rid of it, as an old dried-out tree is a fire hazard. Now in Pittsfield, crews will pick up trees Monday of this week, with more opportunities as the week goes on. In Springfield, trees will be picked up on your normal recycle day, or you can drop them off at the Bonnie's Island landfill. In West Springfield, trees will be picked up during your scheduled trash day and ends on the 21st. In Longmeadow, they'll be picking up Christmas trees right on through January 14th. And Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and other city officials will join with members of the school committee and school building commission for a special topping-off ceremony for the new state-of-the-art DeBerry Swan School. This will be 10:30 a.m. today, DeBerry Swan School, 680 Union Street, Springfield, Mass. So as you can see, we're back, and we'll be talking to your friends and neighbors here in Western Mass. We'll be joined by our good friends Mark Auerbach with his eye on the arts and, of course, America's Money Answers man Jordan Goodman and many others that you will know. Our program, of course, is up online Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. and available to you on demand throughout the day. I look forward to having you with us for another great year at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. All rights reserved.